next slide, Reuben. Thank you. So, I don't know if any of you know who these characters are. I'm sure a few people do. I think I heard Corey shout, beer, beer, which is close enough. Snowman, close enough, close enough. We've recently been looking at Monsters, Inc. in Soul Patrol, which has been a pretty new experience. And it's been interesting to go through a film to see lots of ways that it links in with our lives. And I thought today that for our talk, we'd have a look at the wonderful story of Frozen. Now, I'll admit it, I've watched Frozen a few times. From spending nights with the amazingly lads from the Christian Union down in Bristol, the day it came out on DVD, we all piled into our house and we watched it together, to this just last Christmas with my cousins. And I think pretty much every time I've watched it, I've laughed and nearly cried, but I didn't actually cry. But as I watched it for probably the 1,000th time this last Christmas, I became aware that Anna's love for Elsa, so that's the character on the right to the character on the left, in the film reminds me of the story of God's love for us. Now, I'm going to give a warning at the start of this talk. I'm going to assume that everybody who wants to have watched it by now has already watched it, and kind of spoiler alert, there's going to be some big spoilers. So, through the Bible, Jesus told a number of stories, and these were called, does anyone know, do any of the younger ones know? Did I hear that? Rob says parables, I think a few of them. You all knew that, come on. Jesus told a number of stories through the Bible known as parables, and today we're looking at a modern-day parable as told by Disney. At the beginning of Frozen, the two main characters, the princesses of the town of Arendelle, Anna and Elsa, are fooling around in the snow. They're being happy and having a great time. And the love that they have for each other is very evident. And see, at the beginning of time, God created us to love and be loved by him. But then something went terribly wrong. Anna and Elsa's relationship was disrupted by Elsa's powers. Our relationship with God is broken by sin. Reuben, can you go on to the next one? Doug, can you help him? Thank you. Our relationship with God is broken by sin. We fell out with God and we locked him out of our lives and our hearts with our sin, just as Elsa locked Anna out of her room. Elsa was born into her powers just as we are born into our sinful human nature. Elsa tried to manage her nature on her own. And she swung between the two extremes that people do in dealing with their human nature. She began by concealing it, putting on a show, pretending to be a good girl. But she couldn't last forever keeping it bottled up inside. So she reverted to the other extreme and embraced her identity. But that ended up being just as dangerous as she had feared all along. Neither hiding her nature nor embracing it solved the problem. She couldn't get rid of her powers, and when she tried to use them on her own, she caused destruction. See, all of us are born into sin. Romans 3, verse 23 says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. No matter how hard we try to be good, we inevitably fall back into doing bad things. And if we choose to give in to our sinful nature, to stop trying to be good, we end up hurting ourselves and the people around us. Romans 7:18 paraphrase says, I decide to do good, but I don't really do it. I decide not to do bad, but then I do it anyway. We and Elsa are both trapped by our situations without any way of saving ourselves. But what really mattered in the movie was how Anna reacted to Elsa's nature. And what matters in our lives is how God reacts to our sin. When the truth about Elsa's powers finally came out, she ran away. Anna went after her. And even though Elsa had been rejecting Anna all her life, Anna's reaction was love and concern, not fear, hatred, or judgment. Anna's pursuit of her sister was a little crazy. The shop owner told her, the only one crazy enough to be out here in the storm is you, dear. And God's pursuit of us, though, was even crazier. even though we rejected God and separated ourselves from him with our own sin, he sent his very own son after us. Anna's mission to rescue her sister involved trekking up a snow-covered mountain. God's mission to rescue us involved leaving his throne in heaven to become one of us. It was prophesied in Micah 1, chapter 3, that God would come down from his dwelling place and tread on the heights of the earth. This prophecy was fulfilled. God entered history in the form of the man, Jesus Christ. Anna was willing to risk her life to go after Elsa. And ultimately, as the film goes on, she chose to give up her own life to save Elsa from death. In the clip we're about to see, Anna demonstrates perfect sacrificial love when she puts aside her own needs to run and take the strike that would have killed her sister, Elsa.
My life, and quite possibly the last.
Oh, Olaf. Hang on, little guy.
Oh. My own personal flurry.
So even though Elsa had spent her whole life shutting Anna out and had rejected Anna's attempts to help her, and we didn't see there, but Elsa had even struck a blow that was causing Anna to die. Anna loved her sister enough to put herself between Elsa and the attacker. She was willing to die for the very person who had been killing her. And even though we are the ones at fault in our broken relationship with God, Christ was willing to die to save us from death. Romans 5 verse 8 says, "While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." God's sacrificial love is truly amazing. God gave us everything. He gave us life, happiness, love, and a relationship with him. But we chose to reject him and go our own way. But God, rather than reject us, as he would have been justified to do, and give us the punishment that our rebellion deserves, chose to take that punishment upon himself. He, the perfect and glorious one, whose face we spit on in our sin, humbled himself to die in our place for the very sin we had committed against him. After Anna gave her life to save Elsa, Elsa's whole life was transformed. Before Anna gave her life to save her, Elsa's powers weighed her down and entrapped her. She spent all her time and energy trying to conceal and control them. And even then, they were destructive and dangerous. But after Anna's sacrifice, Elsa's powers were transformed by love. They become something beautiful and life-giving. Now, after all this, if Anna herself had remained frozen, all hope would have been lost for Elsa. She'd have likely remained trapped in her fear, and her kingdom would have been doomed to the eternal winter it was held in. But the deep truth found in the frozen world is that an act of true love will thaw a frozen heart. So Anna sacrificed herself, but then she was thawed and restored. By this act, their relationship was repaired, and Elsa finally became the perfect girl that she never even dared to dream of, freed from her fears, the beloved queen of her kingdom, in full control of her powers, and truly sisters with Anna. She was totally transformed by love. Likewise for us, if Jesus had remained dead, we would have no hope. We would have remained in our sinful condition, and we and all our achievements would have been doomed to perish. But because Jesus humbled himself even to death on the cross, God raised him from the dead. So Jesus was crucified, dead and buried, but on the third day, he rose again. Through Christ's death and resurrection, we are restored to God. We are fully freed from our sins and fears, adopted as his children, heirs to his comparable riches, and truly members of the family of God. We too can be transformed by love. Elsa is amazed that Anna would sacrifice to save her. She asks her, "You sacrificed yourself for me." Anna simply replied, "I love you." John 3 verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life." Elsa made a choice to accept the love her sister had shown to her. And in doing this, the wintry spell that had been cast over Arendelle was ended. Elsa could live without fear anymore. And so can we. So there we have it. Who would have thought that Frozen could become such a great modern day parable for us to look at? We need to believe, as Jesus teaches us and shows us, through his own act of sacrificial love, that God is in control, that he loves us and has created us each with the purpose to love. Through the transforming love shown to us through Jesus, we can live not in fear, but in love. And this is the truest happily ever after you will ever hear. The end. Let's pray. God, our Father, help us to love you in all things and above all things. Help us to reach the joy which you have prepared for us in heaven, and transform us in your love on this earth. Place in our hearts a desire to please you and fill our minds with thoughts of your love so that we may grow in your wisdom and enjoy your peace. Transform us by your love, Lord. Amen.